Put new does in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. In the home of Mr. and Mrs. White, in the hills of Hollywood, a little boy sits alone in his room. You know, I wish you could see that room. It's so typically boy. There's that rocking horse that Chucky's father gave him, even before the boy knew he was his real father. The rocking horse that formed a bond between Ted and his son. It's seldom, if ever, that Chucky rides his little horse now, but that's to be expected. He's growing up. He's 6 years old. The wallpaper, well, that's what they call boy-proof wallpaper. Almost indestructible. But Ted hadn't needed to take that precaution when he selected the colorful cowboy bucking bronco pattern for his son's room, because Chucky isn't a destructive child. Every toy is in its place. Everything is in perfect order. Yes, there's the boy's most prized possession in the center of the room, his electric train. But even that's been neglected today, as though he had never shown any interest in it. Funny thing. Chucky is at his little table. You know what he's doing? He's painting. If you could look over his shoulder, you wouldn't quite be able to determine what it is that he is painting. Somewhat futuristic, perhaps. But there's color there. Color and imagination. The youngster is so absorbed in what he's doing that he doesn't even sense that there's someone in the doorway watching him intently. His father. Ted has returned from New York unexpectedly. If you were observant, you'd see in the face of this man, who isn't too demonstrative, a look of pride as he watches his son. Pride and affection. We all know he doesn't show that affection too often, but it's there now. Suddenly, Chucky looks up. Without knowing why, he puts his chubby hands over his drawing and he says,
Daddy, you're home.
In the minutes that follow, Ted White learns such facts from his son that will cause a possible break between Meta and himself. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dud.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Dud. Dud does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Dud. Dud gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Dud next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dud can promise this because of the way Dud is made. Only Dud, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. Only Dud contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Dove gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Dove does everything and does right by your hands. Get Dove today. You'll say it, too.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove.
Well, it's good to see you, young man.
Mother didn't tell me you were coming home today, Daddy.
She didn't know, son.
Didn't you send her a telegram like you said you would?
No, Chucky, I didn't. I thought I'd surprise you.
You sure did.
A pleasant surprise, I hope.
Yes, sir.
Did you miss your father?
Yes, sir.
Well, just between you and me, young man, I think I missed you more than you could possibly miss me.
Did you?
Just as soon as I finished my business in New York, I phoned the airport for a reservation, and within an hour, I was on my way back home.
How was it?
How was what, Chucky?
The plane ride.
Well, the only way I can describe it is to say it was like floating on a cloud. One of these days, I'd like to take you to New York with me.
I don't like New York.
Why, I had no idea you felt one way or the other about it.
The buildings are too high.
Oh, it's really quite a city. You weren't there long enough to know whether you liked it or not. There's a great many things that you and I could see together. The Empire State Building.
I saw that.
But you were never in the building.
I wouldn't want to go.
Good heavens, why not?
Because.
Because why?
Just because.
Is it too high a building? Is that it?
Maybe.
Well, we'll talk about it another time. I'm very anxious to know what you've been doing while I've been away.
Oh, nothing.
Surely you must have kept yourself occupied with something during the 4 days I was away.
I didn't do anything.
Well, I'm a little disappointed.
Are you, Daddy? Why?
I was certain that the first thing you'd tell me about was your boxing lesson on Saturday.
Oh, that.
How did it go, son?
All right.
And what did Mr. Miller have to say to you?
Nothing.
Did you like him?
Yes, sir.
What did you learn?
Nothing.
Well, son, it was only your first lesson. But I thought you would have more to say about your meeting Mr. Miller than you have.
It was all right.
Did, Mother take you anywhere?
We went to the park. Saturday afternoon, Mary took me to a picture show. A Western.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, sir. But there was a lot of fighting and shooting. There wasn't any boxing.
Now, why do you mention boxing, son?
I don't know. I don't think I'd want to be a boxer when I grow up.
I wouldn't want you to be. I only want you to learn how to defend yourself. That's all.
You know what I'd like to be?
I haven't the slightest idea.
An artist.
Now, when did you decide that?
Today.
Is that why you've been messing around with the paints?
Dr. Hewitt said I'd be a good artist.
Dr. Hewitt? Who is he, Chucky?
Oh, just a man.
When did you see him?
Yesterday.
A doctor, you said?
That's what Mother called him. He didn't examine me or anything.
Well, what did he do?
Nothing. Mother had to do some shopping, and I think she just let me stay there.
Stay where?
In the doctor's office, until she finished her shopping.
Did this doctor ask you very many questions?
No, sir. He was too busy. I mean, at first he was. He had letters to sign or something. But he had a table, and there were a lot of toys on it.
That's very interesting. Do you remember the toys that were on the table?
Some of them. Dr. Hewitt gave me this paint box and drawing paper to take home with me. That's when he told me I'd maybe be a good artist.
And what else was on the table?
Crayons and color books and...
Yes?
And some boxing gloves and a big tank of water and a boat. He has a boy, too. He's bigger than I am. And the doctor said that he could paint boxing gloves. But I couldn't.
Is that what he told you?
No, I just couldn't.
How long were you at the doctor's office?
I don't know.
And what else did the doctor have to say?
Nothing.
Surely you must have talked with him.
Yes, sir.
What did you talk about?
Nothing.
Are you going back to visit him again?
I don't think so. Would you like to see what I'm making?
Yes, indeed. You've kept it very well covered with your hands up to this point.
It isn't any good. I don't think you'll like it.
Well, why don't you let me decide that for myself, huh? What is it supposed to be, Chucky?
Nothing.
But surely you must have had something in mind when you were mixing those colors. Didn't you?
No, sir.
And you want to be an artist?
I don't think I want to be an artist.
You've changed your mind very quickly.
Daddy, do you want this box of paints?
If you would like me to have them.
You can have them. And if you don't want them, throw them away.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White, white washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white, white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness? Such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, get Dove today. Meta White questions Dr. Bowling as to the results of Chucky's interview with Dr. Hewitt, child psychologist. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.